Hey guys, this is Stanar. I hope everybody's doing well. So today I just wanted to talk about Google Reader for a second. And I've talked a lot about this on my blog, but there's really four reasons that I use Google Reader. The first reason is to track my industry and keep my finger on the pulse of what's happening, the trends and news within my industry. So I can subscribe to a blog, or I can set up a custom Google search and subscribe to that RSS feed in Google Reader. And it really allows me to quickly categorize, organize, and have instant access to all of the things that are happening within my industry. So that's terrific. It also helps me come up with ideas for new blog posts, seeing what's happening and some of the latest news. So that's the first reason. The second reason I use Google Reader is when I find something that is interesting that I want to share with people, I can click on the share button, and I use FriendFeed to serve as a conduit for Google Reader. So when I share something, it automatically gets posted to Twitter. Now there's other ways to do this, but it's a fantastic tactic for sharing information very quickly and easily, and I can do it from my iPhone or from my desktop, so that's fantastic. You can also like the posts, and that gets shared with people that follow you on Google Buzz. You can also email posts. So sharing information from within Google Reader is really great, and that's the second reason I use it. The third reason I use it is because I want to be able to find people that are asking questions about my specific niche or industry. So I go into Twitter, I do a custom search in Twitter, and then I subscribe to that RSS feed. And now when I go into Google Reader, I can see all the questions that people are asking specifically related to the keywords for the searches I've set up in Twitter. So when I see a question that I know the answer to or want to engage somebody on, I can just click on that, go to Twitter, and respond to their question. The fourth reason I use Google Reader is to track my personal brand, my company name, and anything that has to do with me. Rather than using a variety of different tools to track my brand and any mentions of me across the internet, Google Reader lets me easily do this. So for example, I go to Google, I put my name in quotes, and I save the RSS feed to Google Reader. I also do this on Google Blog Search and a number of other sites, so that I have a very targeted search setup that allows me to see where my name has been mentioned on various websites and blogs and so forth. And it's really come in handy because I've been able to find blog posts where somebody has referenced my work or talks about me, and then I can go to that article or blog post and leave a comment or a link and so forth. So those four reasons right there are very powerful in terms of my ability to identify things that are happening within my industry, what people are saying about me, and to find people and engage people that are looking for help that I can provide. So if you're not using Google Reader, it's a great tool. It's free. Just go to google.com/reader, sign up, and start subscribing to RSS feeds and categorizing them into folders, and I think it'll help really improve your efficiency and effectiveness. And if you have any questions, you can reach out to me on my blog, that's stanarknutson.com, or reach out to me on Twitter at stanarknutson. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.